Well, what do you mean?
What would carry the smoke out, I meant?
Well, through the chimney.
Oh, uh-huh.
It come through from the stove, from the fire from the stove, mm-hmm. up the chimney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way that went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was an easy thing. You could know that.
No, I thought it had to go through from a stove to a...
No, no, it goes right on up.
Yeah, that's
just like a fire in the fireplace.
Just like in the fireplace.
Just goes on up.
What about a little rock that they used to sharpen things with?
They had a limestone that turned round and round.
Oh, what is that?
It was just on a little rack of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And they had a handle that mm-hmm. turned it around.
What did they call that?
Well, they call it limestone.
Limestone.
It was a to sharpen things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Oh, you had one of those too. And then you would grind.
You just grind it round and round, and that just sharpened it.
Mm-hmm. And now, when after people quit using wagons, what would they usually use to come to town in?
Well, they came horseback, a lot of them, and most of them that had wagons, it still came in wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a funny thing happened once. They had where the Scotiabank, First National Bank is now, there was the jail was on the other side of it. And then there was a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a great, just open space, wasn't in houses. And there was built just a shack of a thing, just so it could cover people, country people, when they came to town. And it took so long to get to town that they'd have to spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd spend the night in this place. And it was all open. You could just see everything in there. And if they wanted to bring things to sleep on and things, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, a lot of them didn't. And they'd take off a shirt and undershirt and just lie there because there's a wind going clear through when it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so one night, it was open and it was a pretty night, a moonlight night at that. And this man, he was a great big man, and he was asleep, and he had the back of him turned toward the street. And so they had these whips, you know, that you'd turn around like this and whip, hit anything. So my brother and Joe, a friend of his, were going home. They both lived close together down at the McCray place. And Joe lived right back of where the lunchroom, old lunchroom was. And so he took this whip, Joe did, and whirled it around and around, and then he hit that man.
Oh.
And the man jumped, of course. He's a big man. And so they ran just as hard as they could go. And Joe ran in the house, he was at his grandmother's, Miss
mm-hmm.
and he ran in there and shut the door on his coat and tore it all to pieces.
Oh.
So it was just more funny things like that happened.
Oh.
What boys can't think of. Would
oh,
not.
I know it.
And Thomas, of course, he wasn't in it, but he was with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went on home. But I've heard both of them tell it.
I guess. Well, you know what I heard about you? I heard you an awfully good cook.
Oh.